Before we begin this meeting tonight, I wanted to thank everybody for muting themselves last week. We had a really good meeting, not a lot of interruptions, but I'm just reminding us all again that if we're not actively talking, to mute ourselves to help everybody have a good experience. But thanks again for last week. All right, I would like to welcome everybody to this Ambrose Recreation and Park District regular Board of Directors meeting on this chilly November 10th, 2022. Jeff?
Director Torlakson?
Present.
Director Lopez Garcia?
Present.
Director Torres?
Present.
Director Hudson?
Present.
You let the record show Director Garcia is absent.
All right, well, moving on to the approval of the agenda. Do I have a motion?
I'll make the motion to accept the... I would like to make the motion. I don't have no more voice.
Approve the agenda as presented.
Thank you, Director Torlakson. Do I have a second?
I'll accept it.
Thank you, Director Torres, and thanks for that valiant effort, Director Lopez Garcia. Okay, Jeff?
Director Lopez Garcia?
Aye.
Director Torres?
Aye.
Director Torlakson?
Aye.
Director Hudson?
Aye.
Let the record show Director Garcia is absent.
Thank you. All right, moving on to the consent calendar. The consent calendar is composed of routine items of business and will be adopted in whole or in part by motion unless a request is made by the board by a board member to remove a specific item. Do I have anyone that needs any clarification on any of the items, anything pulled, or do I have a motion?
I do have a question. Can we hold on to letter B, approval of warrants, number 46349 through number 46396?
So we'll pull B, and then you want to ask your question. Why don't we make a motion to approve A and C, and then we'll get there.
I move we approve the consent calendar except for item B.
Do I have a second for that?
I'll second it.
Thank you, Director Torres. Jeff?
Director Torlakson?
Aye.
Director Lopez Garcia?
Aye.
Director Torres?
Aye.
Director Hudson?
Aye.
Let the record show Director Garcia is absent.
Okay, as requested by Director Garcia, we are going to be having questions regarding the warrant. Director Garcia?
Yes, I just have a question regarding item number 46394 and 46395. This is with regards to the Career Center. Jeff, can you tell me what this is? I guess this water and mold is quite understandable, but can you explain more about it?
Yeah, this was the leak that happened in the Career Center. So them repairing it, it is covered through our insurance, so we are getting reimbursed for all of our all we had to pay for the repairs.
Fantastic. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's just my question. Thank you.
Does any of the other directors have any questions on the warrant? And if not, do I have a motion?
I move we approve letter B of the consent calendar, of the consent calendar.
Thank you, Director Torres.
Director Lopez Garcia? Director Torres?
Aye.
Director Torlakson?
Aye.
Director Hudson?
Aye.
Let the record show Director Garcia is absent.
Okay, moving on. We don't have any presentations this evening. Moving on to the general business report. Good evening, sir. How are you?
Very well. Thank you, Madam Chair, board members. I will be brief. I've just got a couple of items. The first we already alluded to, which is wanted to let the board know that the damage to the Spark Point Career Center, damage from the recent rain and leaky roof, has been repaired. Again, our insurance covered all but the $2,000 deductible. And the offices are set to open again on Monday. The board asked also about the cost of shade replacement for the playground apparatuses that we recently selected for Lindbrook and Anuta Park. There is a warranty, a 10-year warranty on the shade areas. They are rather expensive. Generally, depending on the conditions, they last 10 to 15 years. For both shade structures at Lindbrook would be $17,000. Both shade structures at Lindbrook would be Lindbrook is 17, and the other one is, let me get the math right here. I was the same number twice. 6 and 5 and 11, I'm sorry. Anuta 17, Lindbrook is 11,000. We compare that with the steel shade structure. We don't see that very frequently in playground designs, and probably the reason why is it's 4 times the cost. And it's, for example, one of the shade structures would fit a 25-foot area would be, depending on what you get, is upwards of $40,000 and can go as high as $75,000. So they're rather expensive. And as you can imagine, there's a lot of engineering that has to be involved in putting a structure with that kind of weight and volume over a playground. So that would be equivalent to the four lifetimes of the regular shade, the vinyl shade structure. And if they do last 10 years, that'd be 40 years of replacing it every 10 years. So anyway, that's the information I have for the board. Lori has information about some of the recreation programs and activities we've been having. So, Lori?
Yes, happy fall, everyone. First of all, I wanted to give you an academy update. The 22-23 Bay Point Youth Academy class consists of 25 participants. They meet Tuesday and Thursdays from 4:30 to 6:30, and they've been working very hard establishing a sense of unity between academy members through team bonding activities, and the directors have a very high expectation of academy members in order to teach them accountability, responsibility, discipline, and so much more. They added a mandatory study hall for participants that are struggling academically, but all participants are welcome. The study hall takes place every Wednesday from 4:30 to 6:30, and they have hired a tutor that'll be there to support the academy participants during study hall. The Bay Point Academy, Youth Academy, hosted a haunted hallway the Friday before Halloween. It was an amazing turnout. They had approximately 450 community members walk through the haunted hallway and receive some sweet treats at the end. And I have to tell you, the Academy participants really excelled in their roles serving their communities. It was absolutely amazing. Going on to the Teen Center update, a lot of time has been dedicated to rebuilding the Bay Point Youth Academy along with the Teen Center. They have a great coordinator, Alondra, and they're very confident and pleased to be able to spend more time rebuilding and reopening the Teen Center. They're being very cautious. Randy, the director, being very cautious and methodical about how he's rebuilding the Teen Center and what participants are coming in. So what they're doing is they're using the Academy youth as part of the Teen Center. When it officially opens, they're looking to get 30-plus youth, and they're letting the Academy kids spread the word right now about the Teen Center. They welcome also non-academy youth to participate and enjoy playing basketball, In the new Hoop Auditorium, we did get a new hoop in there. I know that was reported before. So the kids have been really enjoying that, the ones that are going in and playing. And they're excited to get back to their cooking classes. They're going to be adding that to the Academy's curriculum. And they figure it's a great way to introduce healthy cooking, eating, and it's great for the teams. It's been a slow process, but they're making great progress right now. Going on to some of our other programming, we have a basketball program this month, teaching the youth the fundamentals of basketball, and this is for ages 5 to 10 years old. We have 25 participants in our basketball program, and we're really excited. December 3rd, we'll be bringing back Breakfast with Santa. It'll be 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. in our auditorium. We'll do Santa, breakfast, pancakes, and have wonderful gifts for the kids. And starting in 2023, just to give you an update where we're going and starting out our new year, we're going to be having a boot camp on Monday, Wednesday, 6:30 to 7:30. We'll be adding more Sharingi Kempo classes in January on site because a lot of them have been Zoom. We're adding another fitness class, and we're hoping to expand a lot of our programming. We have a lot of things in the work, and we're trying to get some other dance classes and different classes nailed in, but we don't have anything firm at this time. So basically, this concludes some of our reports of our recreation programming. Does anybody have any questions?
Director Trollickson, do you have any questions for the general manager, Lori?
I have a question for the general manager. With regards to the shade in Lindbrook, if it gets destroyed by, this is a question probably for insurance, damaged by because of weather, would that be, if we repair it, would it be covered by insurance? I guess that's my question.
No.
That I don't know. I'd have to ask our insurance carrier and get back to you with it. I doubt that. Again, that is something that I can check with Capri on.
Yeah, I would guess not, but to just find a question that's in my head. So thank you. And then thank you very much for asking about the prices for the shade. That's very helpful. And Lori, thank you for all the work you've been doing. I'm so pleased about the report. And I'm excited about the Breakfast with Santa. I'm going to be bringing my grandkids. Again, they've been waiting for it. Question on the boot camp. Is that like a workout boot camp, or is it a different kind of boot camp?
It's a workout boot camp that we're utilizing the mat room for the fitness and the gym for additional workout strength training.
And for what ages would that be? For adults, right?
That's 14 and older, yes.
Okay. And what are the days? I'm sorry.
That will be starting Monday and Wednesday, and that will be from 6:30 to 7:30. It'll be starting actually Wednesday the 4th because we won't be there on Monday the 2nd.
Great. Thank you very much. That's all for me.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Director Torres, do you have any questions for the general manager, Lori?
No questions at this moment. I just really appreciate the report. Thank you. Thanks for all the work.
Thank you, Director Torres. Director Lopez Garcia, how about you?
We don't have a voice.
Well, I just wanted to ask. But thank you. Okay. I have a question, General Manager. Wondering what is happening lately with some of the, or if there is anything happening with some of our unhoused population around the center. I don't see any of the encampments anymore, but during the succulents class that was held at the Bayfront Community Garden, we had a lot of disturbance from a young woman that she looked like she was really struggling. Mental health wise, I mean, I don't really know, but it made me want to ask what's happening in our parks and at our center, if there's any updates.
Yes, Lori is our resident expert on that particular individual and the homeless. I'm working with the county. Lori, if you wouldn't mind answering.
Yes, we're working with the Sheriff's Department. She's basically been on site, on and off, for the last 4 years. We work diligently with CORE. They've had her for a while. She's been in a couple programs. We have been very patient working with her, but it seems like things are escalating with her. So there is now a no trespassing order that the sheriffs have put on our property that was just signed Tuesday for her because of the, it's not her being on site, it's the aggravation she's been to our community, to our seniors, to the garden, to some of our rental people. So she's not allowed on the property at this time. We set that in motion to help, you know, to make for the safety of our community and the safety of the people going to our community center and the garden. So that just started in motion on Tuesday.
Yeah, you know, it's a really sad thing, and I don't know what the answer is, and I appreciate all your work on it. It was a sad commentary on humans. I just, you could tell she was struggling, but she was pretty scary, too. So
yeah.
Thank you for mm-hmm. the work. At the end of the day, we have to look out for all of our community members, not just one. So I know it's a hard decision having to go after this using police means, but I don't know what else to do either. So thank you, Lori.
You're welcome.
Madam Chair, I have one more item.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Our administrative assistant is on to greener pasture. She resigned recently and is taking another job. So we recruited for the position of administrative assistant. As the board knows, that's one of the critical positions because it's where the public mainly interfaces with the district staff. We had a very successful recruitment, a large response, and we're pleased to announce that effective November 21st, Marlene Enriquez is going to be our new administrative assistant. So if you have an opportunity to visit the community center after the 21st, stop by and welcome Marlene to the staff.
Oh, that's awesome. That's
it. Sure. Fantastic.
Is that all you have for us tonight, General Manager?
Yes, that concludes our report.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, Lori. All right. We don't have any legal report. We're moving on to public communications. At this time, the public may make comments on matters not on the agenda but within the jurisdiction of the Board of Directors. Speakers are limited to 3 minutes, a total of 30 minutes for all speakers. No action will be taken by the Board of Directors. Written communication received regarding items not on the agenda will be filed and may be read into the record at the discretion of the board chair. At this time, do we have any member of the public that would like to make a comment at this time? Yes?
Hello, yes. My name is Alex, and I'm a member of the public that would like to make a comment.
Hi, Alex. Welcome.
Thank you for having me. Yeah, I appreciate the time given. So just for a little background, I've been a Bay Point homeowner for the past 5 years. I've been a garden volunteer at the Bay Point Garden for about 4 of those years, and I've gone to a couple of the different veterans or unity in the community events. I just wanted to start by really recognizing our head garden volunteer, Jasmine Cisneros. She's done a great job since I've been there and really improving and revitalizing the garden. I know there was a mention of the unhomed community and some of those issues, and I remember a lot of the things she had to deal with, of them showering or cleaning pots and pans in the garden before she got a fence. For the garden. So I was really just want to emphasize and recognize that that Lowe's nationwide contest that she won that finally got us a fence around the garden really kind of changed the participation and level of community that came in there, I think, for the reasons that the board members just spoke about, right? There was definitely a fear or a discomfort going there without kind of that separation. So I know when I started, it was about 3 or 4 volunteers, including the master gardener that Jasmine recruited. And now I believe last time we spoke, she mentioned it's fully occupied. There's a wait list for the garden boxes. We have about 20 different gardeners that are now going in there and growing their own food and going to community events. So it's just really great to see that all her hard work is paying off and that there's more gardeners there able to enjoy and grow their own food. I also want to recognize she recently threw the Healthy Harvest Fair there that had about 150 or 200 folks show up. That she coordinated with multiple other Contra Costa County charities and organizations that kind of help on healthy food and different aspects that coordinated well with the garden. So I was happy to see that that had a great turnout. On that side, I did want to hit on, I heard that the Youth Academy was there and that on Thursdays, Jasmine is holding a garden work day every afternoon around those same times of 3 to 6. If there's any opportunity to kind of join together and if they need some outside time away from classwork, I think it'd be great to, get their hands dirty, per se, and be able to look at how to grow their own food. And with that, we're working on having some gardeners show up to this meeting and kind of just speak to their experience every month. As I mentioned, we started with about 3 or 4, including our master gardener, and now we're up to 20, covering all those different 50 garden beds. So it's great to see that the community is really responding to, right, as you guys mentioned, a more secure environment and a more, I'm starting to build that community of gardeners. On that end, I did want to end that I was happy to hear that some work is being done on Anuta Park and Lynbrook. I know I have 2 young children, 8 to 4, and they love to go to the playgrounds and play, but unfortunately, since the pandemic, we really take them to the Pittsburgh Park on the other side of the 4 freeway. Just because there's been a lot of unhomed community, as you mentioned, or some of the structures are dilapidated, like the swings in those parks. So I'm happy to hear that the reinvestment updates on those projects are starting to begin. And as I mentioned, I think we, as the gardening committee for the Bay Point Garden, we're really just looking to bring in gardeners every month to speak on their experience and kind of highlight the great work that all the volunteers have been doing under Jasmine's guidance, and also look to get some of their needs spoken to and kind of what they would like to see from the rec center as far as the garden goes.
Thank you so much. I let you go on a little bit longer than normal, but it's 3 minutes. But I wanted to let you have your say. I appreciate everything that you brought to the meeting tonight. And thank you for attending. We really appreciate it.
Thank you, Director.
Jessica, do we have any other member of the public that would like to speak at this time?
We do not.
All right, I'd like to close this to the public, bring it back to the board, and we're moving on to board matters. Individuals wishing to speak on items included on this agenda should inform the chair of their desire to speak upon the chair's request for public comment. Upon recognition from the chair, the speaker should identify themselves and limit his or her comments to the specific item being discussed at that time. Speakers are limited to 3 minutes. A total of 30 minutes for all speakers. If, due to technical difficulties, the Board of Directors is unable to hear the speaker's comments, then the chair may request the speaker to discontinue the call and call in again. Our first item of business is consider authorizing the general manager to purchase a heating, ventilation, and air conditioning system for the Ambrose Community Center. Is there any member of the public that would like to make a comment on this item at this time? Yes?
There is not.
I'd like to close this to the public and bring it back up to the board. General Manager, sir?
Thank you, Madam Chair. This item is coming before the board. It normally doesn't, but it exceeds my signing authority of $15,000, so I do need a board approval for this expenditure. These things are contemplated annually in the district's general fund capital account, so we do have funds set aside for this, and again, the unit itself has reached the end of its useful life and needs to be replaced. As noted in the staff report, this is the unit that serves the kitchen and dining room. So we hope to get that installed upon board approval very shortly. Thank you.
Thank you. Director Prolixen, do you have any questions for the general manager on this topic?
I do not have any questions.
Thank you, Director Prolixen. Director Torres, how about you, sir?
No, I don't have any questions either.
Thank you, sir. Director Lopez Garcia? I know you don't have any voice, but I don't want to leave you out. Okay. All right. Okay. Thank you. I don't either. I think it's time for a motion. Let's say.
I move we authorize the general manager to purchase a heating, ventilation, and air conditioning system, HVAC, for the Ambrose Community Center.
Thank you, Director Prolixen. Do I have a second?
I'll second it.
Thank you, Director Torres. Jessica?
Hey, Director Lopez Garcia?
Aye.
Director Torres?
Aye.
Director Torlixen?
Aye.
Director Hudson?
Aye.
And let the record show Director Garcia is absent.
Okay, we're moving on to the next board matter, which is consider authorizing the general manager to solicit requests for proposal and award a contract not to exceed $130,000 for hydro seeding and grading the lower portion of Ambrose Park. Do I have any member of the public that would like to make a comment on this item at this time? Jessica?
We do not.
All right, I'm closing this item to the public and I'm giving it back up to the board. General Manager, sir?
Madam Chair, I'm not sure if we had a member of the public wanted to say something.
I put it in the chat as well, so we just need to speak up at the moment before the agenda topic is discussed. I just wanted to make sure I wasn't intruding, or do we have to notify at an earlier time?
When I ask if a member of the public that would like to make a comment, that's the time that you would say, I would like to make a comment, before I close it to the public.
Gotcha. Okay. Thank you, Director.
Did you
No comment on that at the moment. Well, I guess one comment, just if the general manager could go into details around kind of what area that's going to be updated. But that's it. Thank you so much.
All right, sir. So I'm closing this back to the public and bringing it back to the board and general manager, sir.
Thank you. As the board remembers, they recently approved a contract for the installation of a new irrigation system at the lower area of Ambrose Park. That's the area right next to the Lion's Den that goes down towards the tennis courts and down towards the pool. It's about 31,000 square feet. A rather large area. It's been left, nothing's been done to that area for, I would say, many, many years. Recently, we had to replace a storm drain that had failed, and in doing that, all the irrigation was lifted and displaced, but it was time to redo that area anyway, so we've taken the opportunity to put out an RFP and successfully award the contract for installing the irrigation. When we were doing that, we were going to actually hydro seed it at a different time under a different contract. One can be put in at any time. The hydro seeding really is climate based and has to be done at a particular time. But when the contractor came down to actually scope out the area for the irrigation, It was decided that grading would probably greatly benefit a new sodded area, a new grassed area there, including some connections for drainage inlets. And since nothing has been down there for a long time, it's probably the prudent thing to do. So this is an effort to kind of revitalize that entire area. The board knows very well that that's our most, probably one of our most used parks, and it would be great to go down there and see lush green grass that we haven't seen for quite some time because of the dilapidated irrigation system. I do want to mention that this would be funded in large part by the settlement that we got for the bocce court that recently burned down. So we were reimbursed by the district for the damage and the cost of that facility. And also, I did mention in the staff report that park dedication funds may be used for this. These have to be requested through the county, and they have to fit within the parameters of park dedication funds. So I'm going to hedge my bet a little bit on that. This one's kind of iffy. Park dedication funds usually require expanded use for any new people moving into the area. And we will be picking up some turfed area with this. That the turf may have been there long before I was there, but I haven't seen turf beyond at the side or beyond the playground for quite some time, or the project area. So that's the area that we're looking at. That's what we have in mind. And again, we'll be doing some pre-grading. Another contractor is going to come in and put in the irrigation system, and then the successful bidder will come back and do the hydro seeding at the appropriate time and climate for this project.
Thank you, General Manager. Director Tollefson, do you have any questions for the General Manager?
No, I do not have any questions. Thank you, General Manager.
Thank you, ma'am. Director Torres, how about you, sir?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I guess my question, and I might have missed this right now in your report, so excuse me if you've already mentioned this. When is the estimated time of the project being finished?
We're trying to get it done just prior to the park starting to see some usage. That would be early spring. We need some time actually to do the work and putting the irrigation system, and that won't take too long. What will be the critical point is the right ambient temperature and soil temperature to actually hydro seed it. And at that point, it's about 6 weeks for the hydro seeding to take effect, so it'll be snow fenced off. So, you know, we're looking to do most of the work during the winter, get the hydro seeding done at the appropriate time when just before spring when people start using the park again.
Got it. Okay, great. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Director Lopez Garcia, I don't want to leave you out.
No, I have no question.
Okay. I kind of just have kind of a question / comment. I love to see green grass. I'm just wondering, with the drought, you know, I don't know what it's going to be like between now and next year. I know, like, prior, luckily we've had some rain, which last year by this time I don't think we did. But I've noticed in a lot of parks and a lot of communities that I go to, they've been really letting a lot of their grass go. It's not, some of the places I've gone to that in the past are super, super lush, like in Walnut Creek Park, they're kind of allowing them to go a little brown. I'm wondering how we feel about that, because I know that once we, or actually I don't know this, I guess my question is, once we put in that hydro seeding, we would be, you know, in order for the investment to pay off, we'd need to keep watering it right pretty diligently to get it to be established. Is that right, General Manager?
Yes, that's correct. But just to remind the board that is well water, and it's a part of the aquifer, which is a little bit different than using regular city water.
Well, thank you for reminding me of that, because I'd actually forgotten that. When I see the water bills, I guess we're talking, when I see the bills, it's actually for the pool, and that isn't off the well, right?
That's correct.
Is that, okay, all right, so that was my mistake. But thank you. So the water that was actually, that waters our ground, we are on well water for that, like upper and lower?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. So I have a question about our water bills offline, and I'll ask you about that. But for the pool, when I see one that Jess has put, Amber, it's for the pool. That's the only time I would see a water bill for them, right?
Yes, yes, that's correct, for the most part, yes.
Because I think I'm seeing a water bill that's charging us to bring the water to the park, but there's never any water used. So that, I'll ask you about that later offline. But thank you, sir. That was my only question, comment about that. It would be really nice to see grass there. I don't remember the last time either, General Manager. It's been that long, so sounds awesome. Do I have a motion, Director?
I move we authorize the General Manager to solicit requests for proposals and award contract not to exceed $130,000 to the lowest responsible bidder for hydro seeding and grading the lower portion of Ambrose Park.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Director Lopez Garcia? Yes.
Yes.
I'm sorry. Thank you, sir. Jeff?
Director Lopez Garcia?
Aye.
Director Torlakson?
Aye.
Director Torres?
Aye.
And I think Eva's on. Director Garcia?
Aye.
And Director Hudson, sorry.
Aye. Welcome, Director Garcia. All right, we are now moving on to Board Matters C. Consider authorizing the General Manager to execute a landowner agreement with Contra Costa Resource Conservation District and the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service to install and maintain pollinator habitat at the community garden through the installation of Xerces Society Monarch Hedgerow Kit. Do I have any members of the public this evening that would like to make a comment on this item at this time?
Yes, I will.
Good evening, Howard.
Yeah, thank you again for giving me some time to speak. I just wanted to emphasize that, on the part that you mentioned of the on-home community and some of the scenarios that I brought up before, that I think a hedgerow would really help when there's another succulent event, or I know Jasmine recently had a yoga event there as well, that will not only provide a little a level of privacy that is not currently there with the chain link fence, but it'll also reduce noise and some of the dust and other unwanted seeds that come in through the fence right now, because we know Willow Pass gets really windy. So I know a lot of the gardeners are advocating for that additional level of privacy, and from a garden perspective, the hedgerows would really, at least 2x multiply the amount of fruits and vegetables that are grown there, just because they're going to be a lot more pollinated there with those hedgerows and those natural pollinators there being attracted more often. And that's it. Thank you, sir.
Of course, you're welcome. Is there any other member of the public that would like to make a comment on this item at this time? Yes?
There is not.
All right, I'm closing this to the public. I'm bringing it back up to the board. General Manager, sir?
Yes, this item was postponed from the October meeting to tonight's meeting for the sole purpose of finding out the financial obligation should the district decide to no longer participate in the program. I spoke to representatives from U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, abbreviated FWS, and Contra Costa County Resources Conservation District, RCD. So the bottom line on this is the feds, RCD, excuse me, the feds, FWS, Fish and Wildlife Services, they made it clear that their agreement is not with us, the financial agreement is not with us, it's with the Resource Conservation District, the RCD. If there was any default on any of the duties, the financial impact would not be on the district, but it would be on the Resource Conservation District. So in essence, what this agreement does is it provides the district a 30-day out and no financial obligation. So it is kind of innocuous, you know, with this agreement, and that I don't see that it would provide any harm to the district in terms of financial impact.
Well, that's really good news. Let's go through the directors. Jeff Metrolikson, do you have any questions for the general manager?
No, I do not. I actually spoke to the general manager before this meeting, so he explained everything that's going on. And I appreciate him going back to them and asking them about our questions from the last meeting. Thank you very much. And I'm happy to start a vote if there are no other questions, but I start.
Let me go down the directors and we'll find out. Director Torres, how about you? Do you have any questions for the general manager, sir?
No questions at the moment. Thank you.
All right, sir. Director Lopez Garcia, how about you?
No questions.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, it's an item like this that makes me feel like this board is on top of things when we ask questions and we're not comfortable and we want to get clarification. It's what tells me that we are working for our community, that we are doing the best we can for the taxpayers of this community. Like Director Trollickson, I really appreciate the general manager's willingness to go out and get the answers that we seek. And on that note, do I have a motion?
Before that, Madam Chair, I think Director Garcia is online, and you might want to ask her for her opinion, too.
So sorry, Director Garcia. I'm sorry.
No, I have no questions. I'm good.
Sorry about that, Director. All right, Director Garcia.
Okay, I move we authorize the general manager to execute a landowner agreement with Contra Costa Resource Conservation District and the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service to install and maintain pollinator habitat at the community garden through the installation of Cercis Society Monarch Hedgerow Kits.
Do I have a second?
I'll second that motion.
Thank you, Director Garcia.
Okay. Director Torres?
Aye.
Director Lopez Garcia?
Aye.
Director Garcia?
Aye.
Director Torlickson?
Aye.
Director Hudson?
Aye. All right, there is no public hearing this evening. We don't have a closed session. We're moving on to committee reports, comments, and items on next month's agenda. Each board member will be given the opportunity to report on committee assignments and make individual comments on items within the jurisdiction of the board of directors. Director Torres.
Okay. Thank you, Madam Chair. First of all, I would like to thank the district and Lori especially for helping us. As the president of the Bay Point Garden Club for our very successful succulent workshop last month. Even if we had that disturbance, we were able to call the sheriff and they handled it quite fast. And we were able to have a great and, you know, well-attended event. So thank you very much for that. I want to thank Alex. Alex, I didn't get your last name, but I know you're a gardener like me, so I appreciate you coming over and speaking to us at this meeting and giving us some input about the garden. I wanted to ask about, I know there was another time that we had somebody talk about pickleball, and That's quite interesting to me because I know it's a very popular game right now, and we do have a tennis court that's not being used at the Ambrose Park, and maybe that's one of the things that we can discuss when we have our, our meeting about next steps on our master plan. So I don't know when that would be. I think we decided to do it sometime in the spring. I'm not sure, but I would like to talk about possibly changing our tennis courts to a pickleball court or pickleball courts, because I know one tennis court can have four pickleball courts. Thank you.
Thank you, Director Tarleton. Director Torres?
Thank you, Madam Chair. At this moment, I don't have any comments or questions. I just definitely want to give appreciation to Lori and for this month's reports and all the work they're doing, and I wish everyone a safe holiday season. We're coming close to holiday of November that we'll celebrate and get together, and I know everyone's feeling a little bit under the weather, so make sure you get those flu shots and stay protected against all these germs. Other than that, I'll see everyone next month. Thank you.
Thank you, Director Torres. Director Garcia, how about you?
First of all, I want to apologize. I had the minutes, everything on top of the kitchen table so I could see it, and then I sat down and I started sewing, and I forgot all about the meeting, and I apologize. I missed half of the meeting. But I don't have anything, and I do want to wish everybody a great Thanksgiving. I don't see you guys. And that's it for me.
Thank you, Director Garcia. All right, my dear friend, Director Lopez-Garcia. Anything?
No, not at this time.
Okay. Well, I want to thank everybody for attending tonight, and I want to give a special shout-out to Director Lopez-Garcia. I know it's hard. I know you've suffered with asthma a lot, and I really appreciate your valiant effort in attending and squeaking out your answers. That's really awesome. And thank you to Jeff and our general manager and Lori for their good work. And I want to wish everybody, as with everybody else, a real happy Thanksgiving. And I would like to have a motion to close the meeting until December. Do I have one?
I move we adjourn through the December meeting.
Do I have a second?
I'll second that motion.
Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Thank you, people. Have a nice one. Be safe.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Good night, guys.